Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have a celebrity guest. His name is William Hung. You might remember him from American Idol.
She bangs! Thank I'm you. Wasted by the way she...
Thank you.
Wow. Cut him off right away. Have you been out there trying to do something in your life, and right away as you start to have a thought, somebody shuts you down? You have an inspiration, but somebody's in your life that says no? Not William Hung. Listen to what Simon says to him, and then listen to what William says back.
You can't sing, you can't dance, so what do you want me to say?
Can't sing, you can't dance. Someone just put him down when he's out there trying to give what he thinks is his best. And this is what William says back to Simon.
I already gave my best, and I have no regrets at all.
He gave his best, and he has no regrets at all. Anyone out there have regrets? Are you out there doing the best?
That's the best attitude yet.
He came out there to do his best. Simon right away put him down. Paula, cheer him on. How many out there have cheerleaders in your life? People that are in your life that are saying, you can do it. Hey, you know what? That may not be the best right there, but you have tenacity and you're going to make it. Don't worry what other people in life say. You go out there every day and you give it your best.
You know, I have no professional training of singing.
No.
Wow. And they continue to laugh. You ever been laughed at? You're out there trying to do something you think is so amazing and someone just laughs in your face? Wow, what do you do about that?
William, you're the best. You're the best.
So Paula really gave him some encouragement. You're the best. He went in there. He thought he did the best. Paula backed him up and said, you're the best. We all could use some Paulas in our life. You think he left there like a failure? No. He left there with the mind of a champion, and he is a champion by choice. He actually wrote a book called Champion by Choice, all 5-star reviews. He went out there. He was going to UC Berkeley as a civil engineer. He quit college and went on a 4-year tour and sold hundreds and thousands of albums and records and singles. 3 albums. He went out there and lived his life like a rock star. What are you doing when someone kicks you down? This guy picked himself back up, and now he is a public motivational speaker. And now he teaches people like you with families like yours how you can be a rock star in life too. So who's laughing now? Let's get William Hung on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you and how he can make you a rock star. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, William. It's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, good.
And so I was given an introduction how at one point in your life, people were just like laughing in your face, and now you're getting the last laugh. So you can either choose to be a failure or you can choose to be a champion. And it seems like you, and you chose to be a champion, and you wrote a book called Champion by Choice. So what is the inspiration or motivation for writing such a book?
Well, when I writing this book, Champion by Choice, my thought was to figure out how can I share my true, complete version of my story up to that point in my life.
Right.
That's the whole intention behind it, because I feel like no matter what speech I deliver or what kind of interviews I do, I could never really paint that complete picture for people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want to leave the written word. And at the same time, it's something I always believe in. It doesn't matter if you are very famous, very rich, or you are just a normal person. You can always choose to be a champion within your community.
Wow, that's great. My dad was also a good supporter of mine. He was my cheerleader. He's always saying, you can do it, you know, attaboy. and so you get that from your mom, because isn't it your mom who says that it's okay to fail as long as you try your best?
Yes, it's a life philosophy that stuck with me.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So I was reading some of your reviews on your book, and they are quite impressive. You have so many great reviews. Can I read just one of them?
Of course.
All right. It says, I've interviewed over 2,000 successful entrepreneurs on my podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire. And the one commonality they all share is the ability to rise in the face of defeat. William Hung is a good example as it gets, as someone who bounced back from failure stronger and smarter and is now impacting the world in a powerful way. Champion by Choice is a must read for those who want to choose freedom. All of them are 5-star reviews. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Wow. So when you wrote the book, did you sit down and actually write it on a computer, or did you have one of those things to where you talked into it and you spoke your book?
I actually typed it word for word. I grinded it out, and then I got the editors and copywriters helping me. It was a long process.
Right. Well, that's actually great that you did it, because it comes right from your brain right to your finger, so you're actually experiencing it instead of just kind of talking it.
Yes.
So you came here from Hong Kong when you were about, what, 9 or 10 years old?
Yeah, 10 years old, fourth grade.
What was life like? Do you remember life in Hong Kong? What was it like before you moved here to the States?
Well, it was fun. Everywhere was very busy. There's a lot to do. Yeah, there's so much entertainment, all kinds of food you can try. It was amazing.
Wow. So do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm the only child.
It's just you, your mom, and your dad, and you guys moved over here?
My parents and I spent about 6 months in Hershey, Pennsylvania, because that's where my dad got my first job ever in the United States. But then he got laid off, and then we decided to move to Los Angeles.
So you were going to UC Berkeley, and you were studying civil engineering. Whose idea was that? Was that yours or your parents' idea?
It was my idea. Even though, you know, I hear my parents want me to take something like engineer, lawyer, doctor, I was doing well with math and science in school. I enjoyed it back then. That's why I went for civil engineering.
And then, so one day you see a flyer, and you decide to sing your favorite song, the Ricky Martin, She Bangs, and you did it in a local competition and you won a DVD player.
Yeah.
So now you're going to go on American Idol, and then we all know what happened next. So you quit school. Did you ever go back to school and get a degree?
I did, but many years later, like maybe 4 or 5 years later. Yes, I did.
What type of degree did you end up getting?
I actually got my bachelor's degree in math, and then my master's was in business.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So basically you were a rock star for 4 years, and you toured around and you did 3 albums and sold a couple hundred thousand. So after all that's over, how do you come down from that? And you ended up joining the sheriff's department. How does that work?
After about 4 years, I got fewer opportunities. So that's why I thought it was time for me to finish school, get a stable job. And that's why I joined the sheriff's department. They had a position called statistical analyst. And the only minimum requirement is to take the test and then have a bachelor's degree in math, which I did.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it was an opportunity for me to get in the door. I thought it would be exciting too, because I was watching crime scene investigation, CSI.
Right.
So I thought I'd be doing that. Like, oh, wow, that's really cool. But instead, I was reading police reports about murder, rape, burglary every single day to extract crime data. Not what I signed up for.
Right. And the DNA doesn't come back in 20 seconds, does it? You have to wait days and days and days.
No.
Right. But then didn't you transfer from the sheriff's department into the public health department?
Yeah, I got promoted. So I was excited about that. I got more fun projects I was working on, like building a contract database.
Right.
Over the years, I just feel like it's still not the right thing for my life. It wasn't my calling. It's like, why am I hiding behind a cubicle? Why am I being the average Joe behind a cubicle? Goal, right? So I've done so much before. I make this tremendous impact. I'm not saying the work I'm doing is not valuable. It's very valuable, but I feel like other people could do it. What if something that only William Hung can do?
That's awesome. So is your acting career, is that kind of on hold now? You're not doing any of that? Because you did a movie called My Crazy Mother, and you got to act. I hope I don't say her last name wrong, but Nancy Sit.
Yes.
Is she like a movie star in Hong Kong? Was that awesome?
Yes.
To work with her?
Yes, Hong Kong veteran star, yes. It was an honor, yeah. You know, she's a nice lady. It was a life learning experience for sure. It was hard to shoot a movie. It's not easy. Yeah, it was hot, it was humid, the working conditions were not ideal, but it's all part of the life learning experience.
You have a friend who's in real estate, and he asked you to be a speaker at the Real Estate
Association, yes.
Was that the first time you ever spoke, and were you nervous going up there speaking in front of a bunch of people?
Well, let me see where to start on this one. This could give your listeners some context here.
Okay.
So when I finished school, I got my job. I feel like I need to express myself somehow, right, in the outside world.
Yeah.
So I joined Toastmasters about 8 years ago. Just because I need something that's more fun, right? Not just processing depressing police reports every day. So Toastmasters gave me a platform to speak every single week. It's almost like a speaking karaoke.
Yeah.
You can talk about anything you want for 2 minutes. So that's how I got hooked into speaking. But then I realized, well, maybe I could do more with speaking because of my first album, Inspiration.
Uh-huh.
One of my friends gave me this idea. Well, maybe you can consider inspiring people through speaking, not just entertainment. So that's how I got started with speaking. And then I reached out to one of my friends who connected me with one of the presidents for the Asian Real Estate Association of America. So that's how I got my first professional speaking engagement.
Were you nervous?
It was nerve-wracking because the president, not only was my first time speaking in front of a big crowd, but he walked up to me right before I speak. He said, "Our future depends on you."
No pressure. No pressure.
I know, right?
So it went over well. You felt great afterwards. You felt like, wow, like I really connected with the audience.
Oh, yeah. People loved it. They were dancing with me when I sang my shebang through my speech. Yeah, people felt like they were inspired to break their own barriers in their lives. And I felt so good doing that. It's like, wow, why not do more of that?
Right. So how do you go from doing that to doing 2 TEDx talks?
I've done some more local speaking engagements. And then eventually in 2018, I started speaking nationally. Global sales conferences, major business conferences. I even spoke in Singapore and Canada.
Wow.
That's how I eventually got invited to the TEDx speaker.
That's pretty great. I actually watched that one today. It was pretty impressive. You seem pretty comfortable on stage.
Thank you.
You don't use a lot of unnecessary words like a lot of people. They'll talk for 3 minutes and they don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have 4 pillars of success. One of them is to set a clear goal. That's number one. You have to have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two is target the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Whenever I work with my coaching clients and friends and Toastmasters, the way I approach it is I have a consistent framework.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell my friends, you want to have a consistent framework. Like it could be the 4 pillars that you're mentioning from my PDF on my website. It could be the 3 C's to become a champion for my book. Whatever it is, you want to have that consistent framework for your main message. So I always think of it like this. If there's only one sentence, you only get one sentence for your speech, what would that message be?
Mm.
Once you get that very clear, then you can figure out, okay, what are the 3 or 4 things that you need to get to that point. And then once you have that, then you can figure out what stories or what activities to put in there. And that's how you can customize your speech for every audience, but you still end up with the same message. You want to have the similar feelings. You want people to walk away with the same thing.
Okay, so set the clear goals, you target the right audience, you adjust your mindset, and then number 4 is raise the stakes. What does that mean, raise the stakes?
The idea is that you want to commit to one direction. It doesn't mean you commit to that one direction forever, because that's something I learned in my life. We always have to adapt. We always have to pivot. We want to commit to one direction at a time. So I think a good way to approach it is like, let's say for the next 3 months, you don't know if something's going to work out. For me, at the time of this recording, we are living in a very uncertain world right now. Everything is going to virtual. There's no outside gatherings. All the life events get canceled and postponed. So I have to figure out like, what is the best thing I could be doing for the next 3 months? And the best thing I could be doing is not necessarily one thing, but it should be one consistent mission. So maybe like one of my friend's suggestions, it was really good. She told me maybe I can leverage technology to help people find their voice. Because right now there's a lot of people that's doing a lot of entertainment posts, right? Whether it's dancing on TikTok, whether it's singing, whatever, right? But there's not a lot of the heart-to-heart connection online. If I could like leverage technology such as Alexa skills or other platforms or Cameo to fulfill that mission, that would be really awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good, because I actually met you at the PodFest convention, and I went to a lot of the events there, and they were in these little rooms that couldn't fit that many people, but you were like one of the main speakers, and you got to speak in the really big room, and that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
From coming from speaking that first time at that real estate association to now traveling. Do you travel the world, or is it just the United States right now, and you're speaking at all these large events?
I traveled the world. I'm going to keep going for it. I do enjoy traveling. I enjoy learning, experiencing different cultures around the world. I enjoy meeting new people, learning new ways of life.
Right. So I was looking at your website, williamhung.com, and it's pretty impressive. So you actually coach people through a 12-week program, like a one-on-one type thing?
Yeah.
So how does that work? So you have to obviously apply. Is it through Zoom or phone conversations, or what do I get for my 12 weeks?
Typically, I do like video calls through Zoom.
Okay.
Sometimes it'll be just phone calls. If they are in the local area, I might go meet up with them. Obviously now that's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
right.
I want to meet at somebody's house. But now it's only videos and phone calls. And then in terms of how I approach it,
mm-hmm.
because earlier you mentioned like how to identify the target audience.
Right.
That's one of the areas I focus on. Make sure they already somewhat clear about what problem they are solving and for who.
Mm.
That's how I start, right?
Awesome. It's good to have a coach who's actually been there before to give you the roadmap or the blueprint so you can get to where you want to go. Yeah.
Right.
That's cool. cool.
Yeah.
So would that be the best place that somebody could reach you if they wanted to find more information? Just your website, willhung.com, or where else could they go?
It's willhung.com, willhung.com. And then people could also find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
In closing, William, is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap things up here?
Yeah. One of the last parting thoughts is that I understand that chasing your dreams is not always rosy. It's not always easy. But what we can all do is to take one step at a time. We can chase our dreams authentically, because I'm not coming from a place of telling you that, oh, everything will be great if you choose to be an actor, you choose to be an entrepreneur. That's not how it works. What I learned from my journey throughout this whole life, I had my ups and downs myself. I had points where I thought I was king of the hill. I had points where I thought I was the bottom of the totem pole. But take that one step at a time and never give up your dreams.
Right, because dreams come true if you have one.
Yeah.
And didn't you have a dream about singing She Bangs with Ricky Martin, and that dream actually came true for you?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's actually one of my dreams. That's why when it finally happened back in 2018, I felt like it was so surreal. I would never forget that. It's like, wow, really? I finally get to do it with him.
I see. That's a perfect example. Hey, William, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to just give me a shot. Come on my show. I know I just approached you at the airport. You were very approachable. You were nice, and you were a man of your word. You said you'd be on my show, and you were on my show, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go to willhung.com for more information. Where there's a will, there's a way. Next up is the amazing Hunter Phoenix. You don't want to miss her interview. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode like we end every episode with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, class. You don't like that fact where you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this, all man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.